Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
So what are you doing for Memorial Day weekend? I know the weather looks to be poor. But a lot of people are still going to do their scheduled activities. Most common thing they're going to do is backyard barbecues.
Well, with the rain, you got to move your barbecue inside.
Well, maybe part of it. They say 60% of people celebrating Memorial Day say they're going to grill out this weekend.
And if you do bring that charcoal grill inside the home, bring your hose with you. Yeah. Just, you know, turn it on. Yeah. Just get ready.
And maybe a carbon monoxide detector while you're at it. All right. 43% of people say they're going to be hosting a party or going to one. And that's actually up from last year. Mm-hmm. And they're expecting more fireworks this year, so the rain might be good for that. The top things on our shopping list are food, booze, regular drinks, and party supplies.
That's my everyday week.
I know, right?
Shopping.
And beer is still the top choice for drinkers by far. 70% of people buy beer, 43% buy wine. Then you got the seltzers and the hard liquor at 30% each. A few more things. They say sunscreen is up, pool floats, pool noodles, and new grills. That's the thing people are buying for this weekend.
Man, it's been a long time since I whacked somebody with a pool noodle. I need to go get one.
We should have one in here.
You know, at our pool, we usually have a bunch laying around from like last year that are all sun damaged, but they still could whack someone.
You know, when I was a kid, we didn't have a pool, but we would celebrate Memorial Day with a slip and slide. And the kids would get together in the neighborhood, and we put out a Memorial Day slip and slide festival, if you will. And it was not fun. And I don't look back at that fondly.
Yeah, if you do that, put MD360 in your speed dial.
Yeah, I know. Because
as an adult, those things are dangerous. And a friend of mine just got one for his kids, and you actually fill the actual slide up with water.
Right, so there's a little buffer there.
Yeah, so when you run and jump on it, of course, it's about 100 gallons of water you had to pay for. But
yeah, my dad did it wrong. We had just Vaseline.
Oh.
Well, that might be a tradition, and that's the thing.
So, Mama, you got any bacon grease in there? We won't go super fast on this slip and slide.
Give me some Dawn.
They say the things that make vacations memorable are traditions, and my wife is a big believer in this. She's always telling me she wants to establish a family tradition for this holiday or this holiday, and she says that's what the kids are going to remember is these traditions. So yeah. I was looking up some of these things, and these are some of the things that will actually make your vacation more memorable. A lot of times, something that will make a vacation memorable is whenever something goes wrong or happens and it becomes a running joke. That can make a vacation more fun or memorable.
Oh, you remember that vacation when we left little Timmy at home?
that's Home Alone.
Oh, okay. And I don't think his name was Timmy.
I do remember 4th of July, we were driving to Florida. My dad never liked to drive far, so we made it from here to Savannah before we had to get a hotel.
Wow.
Got to the Florida state line, my dad left his wallet in the hotel room.
Oh, no.
Had to turn around, drive back to Savannah to get the wallet, and then back to Florida. Oof. It was a long
That's back
day.
In the day they would not ship it to him.
Yeah, well, we needed
his wallet.
Yeah, full of cash.
There was a vacation where I had scorpions in the foot of my bed.
Oh,
so that was exciting.
Memorable, right?
Very
there.
Memorable.
Yeah. I remember the time I had to ride in the back of a pickup truck in the middle of summer to Florida. Yeah, and I lived in Tennessee.
I need to call my parents and tell them what a great job they did. Just hearing some of these stories.
Oh, my goodness.
I bet you had the best tan.
Yeah, I did. I had a good one.
All right, that may fit here. Something funny happens that you'll tell stories about for years.
Yeah.
Kata, yours kind of wasn't funny, but you tell the story for years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's memorable.
Also, things that make you remember a vacation are new experiences that take you out of your comfort zone. Maybe you ride some kind of ride at a theme park. Maybe you do something like camping in the woods and a bear comes or something that just stands out.
The Stratosphere in Las Vegas with my dad. Okay. Hanging off a skyscraper. It was awesome.
I almost did that when I was there. I'm too scared.
Yeah.
I'll never do it again.
All right. They say another thing that will stick in your memory is making friends with some locals and, you know, kind of hanging out with them. And for me, I lived in Florida, so it was the other way around. I was the local, but we would have all these spring breakers come through. And it would be like a friend or a cousins of someone in your class, and you would get to know them for that week. And it was kind of, I still remember some of those to this day.
Yeah, Cato did it as an adult when we went overseas. In Europe, it's like, you know, you go into a bar, and the guy's like, hey, he's wave at Cato. Wow, how many times you been in here? We've only been here a week.
Yeah, and he didn't even speak English. I had no clue what the conversations we had, but.
You got some free drinks.
I met a lot of people there.
Okay, they said things that will make a vacation memorable is getting lost or taking a detour and stumbling across something really cool. So my wife and I, when we first started going out, I took her to Barcelona. I was trying to impress her enough to get her to marry me and, you know, spend the rest of her life with me. And so we had one of those travel books, and we're looking at it. We're having lunch, and I'm like, this looks like a cool little park. We ended up at a place called Parc Güell that is like a top 10 place to visit in the world, like one of those amazing wonder type places. We had no idea. We just stumbled onto it, and we're like, oh, my gosh. That stuck in our memory more than if we had read about it ahead of time and planned it.
Well, this is kind of like looking at Facebook, and you see that person going on that vacation, and they're sharing all the pictures with you, and you're like going, really?
Okay. They say really? Another thing that will help you remember it is visiting a famous landmark, and that's because you have that in common with everyone who's been there, too.
Gaffney Peach, y'all. We're famous for it.
And then, interestingly enough, swimming in the ocean was a big thing, and I think we take it for granted because we're not that far. I mean, not close, but you think of someone in Nebraska, going to the ocean's a pretty big deal for them.
Yeah, if you want to impress somebody here, take them to Hartwell, and they feel something underneath the water. They'll never forget that one, will they?
Well, that's Myrtle.
Yeah, that's one Myrtle.
I mean, at least we got a beach, but it's not the prettiest.
Yeah. All right, and a few honorable mentions. They said ticking something off your bucket list, finding the perfect souvenir gift. Anything that spikes your adrenaline, like bungee jumping. One that was for me is I was vacationing in Italy when I was much younger, and right in the middle of this crowd, I see someone I knew that I grew up with, and they just happened to be there at the same time. I will never forget seeing them and thinking, I know those people. That's so weird.
You have pictures of that too on Facebook?
This wasn't a thing about my vacations. This was a thing about other people.
I thought we were talking about your vacations.
That's pretty cool to see someone you know all the way in Italy.
Exactly. I'm teasing you.
Yes, it was pretty teasing. Surprising.
It's kind of like when you're out of state and you're driving and you see somebody else's license plate and you're like, oh, they're from my state.
You're like, I know them,
yeah.
But you don't.
And you're waving at them. Hey, look at mine. And then you're pointing to the back.
I remember being in Nashville, walking through the Opryland Hotel with my family, and all of a sudden, way far off down the lobby, I hear, Cato! It was one of our listeners.
Yeah.
I recognize. It was years ago, but thank you for listening. Turn the next page of the photo album, Tom.
Bang Hawk's done.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
It's yearbook time, y'all.
Yes, it is.
Signing yearbooks. It's always a lot of fun. I know my kids were comparing pictures and how many pictures they had in the yearbook this year.
Oh, really? How many did they have?
I don't know. I just heard them discussing it.
We should do one. So every year we walk around and get it signed by the three of you. Just
talk about this pictures thing.
That would be fun, though. And like as coworkers, we had a yearbook.
Yeah.
Who just did that?
What?
What?
Was that a belch?
No, I coughed. I turned my mic off.
Oh, I thought I heard a burp too.
But no, it's like as every year you'd have like a yearbook at your business and you'd sign it with your coworkers.
Well, it's just like the four of us coming in, so.
Well, I'm talking about other places. I'm not even thinking about us.
Oh.
Okay.
So, like I said, this whole pictures thing, how many of you had more than one picture in your yearbook?
I had a bunch.
I did, too.
I had one other one.
One other one?
No, two other ones.
Two?
Yeah, I had three
Dang.
Total. Well, I was in.
I was in band, so I was in the band picture. But it was really small.
Yeah.
I mean, because it was all of us. So I guess I was in two.
Uh-huh.
I've been in four.
The only kids I knew that had more than one picture were like friends with the school yearbook staff or popular.
Okay, if you were friends with them, they would always put you in a little bit more.
I was neither, but we were in the senior lounge when I was a senior, and I didn't even know they'd snapped a picture of me sitting at a table. So until the yearbook came out,
right?
But I was excited.
Well, you know, as I heard my kids talking about this argument about that, because I know a lot of kids do. I looked at their yearbook and some of the signatures, and then I went and got mine. And of course, we had that crank call with Tom not long ago about, you know, how they would write "Stay cool."
Yeah,
and you know.
I called that girl.
Yeah, yeah.
And I told her I stayed cool.
Matter of fact, you know what? Let's go ahead and play just a little clip of this. This is just a little clip of the crank call where Tom called one of his schoolmates. Just listen to it.
Hello?
Hey, is this Kim?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm at work.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Listen, this is Tom Steele, and we went to school together, and I was actually looking through my old yearbook the other day and just kind of trying to track down some of the people I was friends with.
What did you say your name was?
Tom Steele. You remember we were in band together? But anyway, I was looking through, and I was able to find you on Facebook through your other name, your before you were married, your maiden name. And you had wrote on my yearbook, you said, "Hey, Tom, stay cool." And so I just wanted to let you know that I did stay cool.
Is there a reason you called me today?
Yeah, it was like in the yearbook, you said, "Stay cool." And I just thought, well, you know, I hadn't talked to you in a long time, and I thought I would call and let you know that I did stay cool.
Just catching up, huh?
Yeah, just catching up with some old friends.
Well, I am pretty busy here, so
yeah.
I appreciate you catching up, and glad to hear you're staying cool, but
yeah.
I'm going to have to run. Listen, good to hear that you are, too, and say hi to everybody, and thank you for reaching out.
Yeah, we should really stay in touch like this more often.
Okay, you too. Take
All
care.
Right. You know, it makes me uncomfortable even hearing that back.
Yeah,
and of course,
yeah.
You know, I was just acting like that kind of loser guy. I'm not really that kind of loser guy.
Oh, no, you're still staying cool, Tom. Don't worry about it.
Exactly. I don't think she thinks that.
Did she unfriend you after that one?
Yeah. You know what? It don't tell you when someone unfriends you, but I should probably check.
That was a funny crank call. But, you know, they will write "stay cool" or "have a great summer." Do they really mean that? You
well,
know?
Obviously she didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, she didn't care whether I stayed cool or not.
Well, I went back and looked through mine, and there were some curse words. Like some of my classmates were, and I'm like, I wasn't even thinking. Like, my mom and dad probably read mine, too.
Well, my mom and dad did, and they called me out on it. And I'm like, I just hardly know that guy. I said, first of all, I think my yearbook just got passed around to some people.
Yeah.
And I think this guy did that to be obnoxious.
Like, don't write curse words in a yearbook. That stays with you the rest of your life.
Why are parents reading your yearbook? That's a little... I thought it was a personal thing, you know?
Oh, they don't know.
Is it really that personal? I didn't know most people signed mine.
You just wanted the most signatures.
Yeah, you just wanted that loser that had three signatures in their yearbook.
Yeah, and you know, you get yearbooks now when you're like in elementary school.
Yeah,
so it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't get them until I was like in 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th grade.
So I saw this as interesting that you bring this up. Yeah. My son's Discord group where a bunch of his friends and even... They've got people like kids that they've played Minecraft with from other states. And this one girl had posted her yearbook signing day, and I don't think she bought the yearbook.
Yeah.
So instead, she wore shorts that day, and everyone signed her legs. She got all her girlfriend's names and hearts and stuff signed on her legs, which I'm thinking she can't keep that forever.
No, it's going to wash off.
Yeah, you should have got a shirt. We've done the shirts before.
Yeah, that's good. I guess you could.
Or the cast. the kid who broke their arm, and they always got the signatures on their cast.
Yeah.
Right. Love that.
I was like, you should have at least used a tattoo needle.
So if you are signing, yearbooks, don't curse in them. Also, I thought this is good. Put your last name in there.
Yeah, because there's a lot of them where you're like, who was that?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, you know, stay cool. I love you. Have a good summer.
I love you.
Stuff.
Is pretty.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something generic.
That's
Hags.
Yeah. What?
Hags, have a great summer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Took me the longest time. I was like, why are they all calling me a hag? What's happening?
Maybe they weren't saying that to you.
Yeah.
Probably not.
But it's signed Lisa, and you're like, I don't remember Lisa. And then you got to go look into all the Lisas in your yearbook to see, oh, I think it's that. That was hers. That was.
But you're not like, sure.
You're doing yearbook detective work is what you're doing. I'm trying to figure it out. But I know that it is yearbook time. So, what else? That's all I got, right? I think so.
Wow. This is a professional broadcast.
I know. I'm just trying to think of other aspects of your books. And I had something else, and I can't think of it.
I know that one of the things we always would look at was in the back of the yearbook, people would buy sponsorships.
Yeah, mom's
and it would usually be some kid who's, or some, yeah, their dad like owned a body shop or something. So he would spend that $500 or whatever it costs to be in the yearbook.
Well, and now you can just do it as a parent. You don't have to own any store. It's like you're not, it's just a page of the kid.
Yeah, we had that. Parents could buy and put like baby pictures up there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know, the kid's going, oh, please don't do that. It's kind of like when the kids are looking at your Facebook page and you put that bathtub picture up there and like, Mom, why'd you do that?
Honestly, I would have been cool that it would have given me more than one picture.
Stay cool now, Tom. No.
Thanks.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I'm going to have to get Cato to join us for this.
Okay.
Hawk.
This is important, huh?
Some time for nerd news.
Oh, okay. Get ready.
me.
Nerd news. Nerd news with Tom. Yeah.
We should probably record that so we don't have to do it live every time.
Oh, I like it live.
You know, it's interesting.
Well, I've been talking to some artists to see if they would record it for us.
Right. Mm-hmm. How's that going?
You know, they're not calling back.
Even Edwin won't answer.
I said, Edwin, could you just sing this song for us?
All right. Well, I've got some interesting news for you today from the scientific world. And I will just tell you right now, no mention of AI in today's Nerd News.
Wow.
I know some of you guys get a little irritated when you're AI.
It's just old. I'm just afraid that it's going to take over my job.
Exactly. All right. First one, can we eventually get electricity out of thin air? The researchers at the University of Massachusetts are working on it. I believe some guy named Tesla may have started the idea.
Oh, I can get it. Watch this. I'm going to walk over to Tori and touch her.
Okay.
Don't you shock me.
I hate that.
Me all the time.
I got electricity.
They say if they're able to do this, it would change the world as we know it because you wouldn't depend on the power companies and it would just completely liberate us, you know, energy-wise.
Would it be like magic? Like the magic show, he's just pulling it out of thin air. All of a sudden, you got this big ball of electricity and lightning.
That's exactly how it would be, Hawk.
Okay, that's the way I envision it.
But I can see the climate people now going, oh, Lord.
Yeah.
What are you doing taking all the energy from the air?
They'll have a reason why we can't do it,
I don't understand why electricity costs so much, really. Because
Now they have to make it in rather expensive ways. They have to run a nuclear reactor.
Oh, I thought it was like the dams that we have.
Well, they do that too. I mean, dams are expensive.
And then they got windmills. You know what? Mm-hmm. Honestly, if I could save a lot of money on my electric bill, you could put a windmill in my backyard. I wouldn't be too opposed to that.
And I've known people with solar power panels.
Yeah, well, I ain't going to do that because I feel like that looks tacky, but a windmill would be fine.
Uh-huh. So I've been to those windmill farms before up in Ohio.
Yeah.
They're noisy.
Are they?
And it's a weird
noise.
It's like you're in a science fiction movie and something bad's going to happen.
I'd feel like there'd be a constant breeze blowing in
the
backyard.
They're way too high up for one thing.
Let me rethink
wham,
that.
Wham, wham.
I'd climb it and ride around.
There you go.
Okay, so let's move on to something more realistic. We need people's help decoding a message received from outer space. Now, don't get too excited. It's not from aliens. They actually sent it from a satellite orbiting Mars. This is a way for them to practice in case an alien race ever does send us a message.
Wait, so we sent it and we don't know what it says?
Well, they do, but they're wanting you to try to figure it out.
Oh, it's like after a night out of drinking, you look at your phone, you're like, what was this text message?
It's very much like that.
How do we listen to it?
Well, they've got online for you.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then you can try to decode it and help figure out what it says. And then if you're good at that, when we get a real one, they'll call you.
So is it like you're ordering at a fast food restaurant at the drive-thru?
Absolutely nothing like that.
You're like, okay, what are they saying right
it's
now?
It's not that difficult to understand.
Oh, okay.
When they're like, do you want the pickles?
You're
like, the what?
Huh?
All right.
Drive around.
And here's an opportunity for you if you'd like to participate in science.
Oh, that alien wants a number one for the side of fries.
They're looking for 12 people to spend 2 months in bed to help find better ways to prevent muscle loss in astronauts. I already been doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I spend a lot of time in my bed on my, you know, iPad or phone or whatever. I'm qualified.
You are.
I've lost so much muscle, I can barely walk.
You know, someone was telling me we lose 10% of our muscle, like, after the age of 50 or something, like, every year you lose
muscle. Well, that would be pretty bad by the time you were 60.
I'm not good with numbers, but he said something like that.
It was a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot. You lose a lot of muscle.
All right. In animal news, this is great news. Killer whales have started teaching their young to attack boats.
It's good news. What?
That's sarcasm, Kato.
Oh.
Great news. Yeah, they're actually teaching their young to attack boats with people on them. They're like, it's like a crunchy snack with a gooey inside.
They're tired of not being paid for all the whale-watching tours people have paid for.
Maybe that's what it is, Kato.
But how do they train their kids to do that?
I've got the article here if you'd like to see it.
Read it on your own.
Well, okay, I guess I'm not going to be in that situation on Hartwell.
They're like, get him, Timmy.
Yeah.
Go fetch.
All right.
On the pontoon boat. I think I see a killer whale.
A pontoon?
Yeah.
In the ocean?
No, yeah. I said Hartwell.
Oh, okay. Yeah. A killer whale in Hartwell?
Yeah.
There's all a right. Frankenfish there, but no killer whale.
Can I move to the next one
you
now?
Can, yes.
All right. In bug news, fabric that's mosquito-proof is being invented, which this actually was invented in Auburn University, which makes sense because Alabama probably got some of the bigger mosquitoes.
Well, we've seen fabric before. It's like those big nets you put over your bed when you're out in the African jungle.
Right, but this is something you wear when you're out and about, and they can't bite through it.
Oh.
So like you got pants on. Right now, a mosquito can bite right through your blue jeans.
So it's not like made out of that net mesh stuff because you could see right through that, just saying.
And finally, do you ever struggle to make decisions, Hawk? Like, overthink it and ask 50 different questions before you make the decision?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm an overthinker.
Researchers in Utah think they found the gene responsible for making people second-guess themselves. So it's possible they can get rid of that in the future, which will be so refreshing for the rest of us.
I don't second-guess myself. I just overthink, which is kind of an oxymoron if you think about it.
I'm going to go overthink it.
I don't think. I need people to make decisions for me. Is there a link to that?
All right, I'm going to make a decision for you. Time to sing the song to close this out.
Nerd news, nerd news, nerd news with Tom. Yeah.
That's a good decision right there.
Yes, thank you for science class this morning. We've learned a lot, Mr. Steele. We got a pop quiz coming up.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.